2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Pfizer's CEO says it's likely you'll have to get a coronavirus booster shot within the next year. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the details.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla saying this at a CBS health panel earlier this month.
A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months. And then from there, there will be an annual revaccination. But all of that needs to be confirmed.
It's not clear exactly how long immunity lasts from their two-dose regimen, but Bourla says a need for boosters will likely depend on how many people get vaccinated. The more who do, the less chance the virus can mutate.
The pool of people is what defines how many replications the virus will do, and that defines if or not, and how many variants will appear.
The State Health Department expects in Utah they'll be vaccinating people for COVID like they do the flu. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Kids in Utah schools will have to keep their masks on through the end of the school year, but the governor doesn't think it'll be an issue next school year. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has details.
On KSL News Radio's monthly Let Me Speak to the Governor program, Spencer Cox said the mask requirement in schools is one reason the state has been able to bring most kids back to the classroom during the COVID pandemic.
Because of our testing protocol, because of our mask protocol, we've been able to keep schools open.
Governor Cox also defended the testing program for school sports, saying it's been so successful that some parents have brought students from out of state to play here. But he says no decision has been made on whether to test athletes next year. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Police in San Antonio, Texas, shot and killed a man who was firing randomly at people outside the airport this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the San Antonio police chief believes the quick actions of an alert officer may have averted a mass shooting.
This guy had a full box of ammunition. He had a .45 caliber handgun that he was shooting in the direction of the terminal at the police officer and behind him. Indiscriminately.
Chief Will McManus says that suspect was shot and killed by officers. The former officer charged in the shooting death of Dante Wright had a first court hearing via Zoom. Dante's mother, Katie, telling ABC News it was tough to watch.
It hurt really bad. I have hatred, anger, sadness.
Former officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter. The defense has rested its case in the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin refusing to take the stand. Closing arguments are set for Monday. President Biden is applauding the 92-6 vote in the Senate yesterday advancing Asian American hate crimes legislation. A final vote on the bill is expected next week.
We need to stand with the AAPI community and the whole of government response with what we have to get done.
President Biden speaking to reporters as he met with members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus in the Oval Office this afternoon. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Capitol Police Inspector General told Congress the Capitol's police force lacked preparation and leadership ahead of the January 6th violence. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
A failure on many levels. That's the conclusion from the inspector general studying how and why Capitol Police weren't ready, in part because he says they're not the right kind of force.
A police department is geared to being reactive for the most part, whereas a protective agency is postured in their training and planning to be proactive.
Inspector General Michael Bolton telling a House committee that the lack of training and riot equipment led to many officer injuries Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Former Vice President Mike Pence got a pacemaker today. It was implanted by doctors in Virginia after Pence experienced a slow heart rate over the past 2 weeks. Pence says his family's been blessed by the work of doctors and nurses taking care of him. The woman who spent 3 years living inside a Salt Lake City church finally stepped outside of the church. The courts gave Vicky Chavez and her kids permission to walk out the door. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Vicky Chavez says she didn't expect to get this day, but she never really lost faith, though. She says at first she thought her lawyer was kidding, but she was granted a one-year stay of removal from ICE. Chavez says her kids are happy to meet more people, make new friends, and finally be able to visit Disneyland, but she also says there are a lot of legal battles ahead of her. She's part of a lawsuit against ICE, claiming the agency retaliated against sanctuary leaders by placing unreasonable fines against them.
3 years of sanctuary at First Unitarian Church in Salt Lake, finally over. A new poll says Americans disapprove of the way President Biden's dealing with immigrants at the border, and now Republicans are claiming the president's policies pose a security risk. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Just in the past several months, two suspected terrorists were apprehended attempting to cross into our country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says blame the Trump administration.
The fact is that the Trump administration made a mess because they did not share the values of any respect for any of the people there.
In a new Quinnipiac poll, 55% of Americans disapprove of the way the president's handling the border. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
A lot of wet roads on your drive home, including freeways, which are slowing. Those wet roads are slowing down speeds. We do have a crash in Weber County westbound Riverdale Road at 3rd West. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. If you are traveling northbound I-15, it's heavy and slow from Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base. I-15 in Utah County looks great both directions between The Point and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, most Utah ski resorts are closed. But fresh snow covers the ones that are still open. Yesterday, Alta got 17 inches. Brighton, Snowbird, and Solitude were close behind. And more snow is expected into tomorrow. The Utah Department of Transportation is warning drivers construction season is starting up soon. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
185 projects will be ongoing throughout 2021, although many of those projects are being carried over from previous years. Robert Stewart, regional director with UDOT, says more and more people are moving to parts of the Salt Lake Valley, which means that continued construction is necessary.
Most citizens within Utah see the tremendous growth that's happening, and a lot of these projects are dedicated to meeting that demand.
He says an interchange project on Bangor Highway will continue this year. Specifically, drivers can expect the east-west closure of 126 South at Bangor Highway to remain in place until August. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Were it not for COVID, today would have been the tax filing deadline, April 15th. The new date is May 17th, but you know, ABC's Jim Ryan says plenty of Americans have already filed.
The Internal Revenue Service reports that more than 93 million returns have already been filed, only 4 million fewer than this time last year, but way below the 103 million received at the IRS by this time in 2019, before the pandemic. The average refund this year is just shy of $2,900.
Not as much time as last year, though, so make sure you get your taxes done within the next month. KSL News Time 5:08, and it's time for My Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. This has probably happened to you. You talk about some subject that never comes up in your life. For instance, wow, Joe Biden looks like he had Botox. Next day, your web browser is plastered with ads for Botox, and you wonder, are they listening? Is my phone eavesdropping? There's a raging debate among the experts, but the short answer is, yes, your phone's listening.
Hello. How are you?
You gave Facebook and your web browser and Google permission to access your microphone, so you're fair game. Tech companies don't admit this. They simply assure you that no person is listening in. But the best guess by security experts is that a big computer somewhere listens closely to everything, waiting for you to blurt out keywords and phrases like, I need to get a diamond ring. Then they inform jewelers, we have people who need diamonds, want them to see an ad, pay us. So Google and Facebook get rich, you get your privacy violated, but really it's not being violated because you clicked accept and gave them permission to listen. There are settings on Facebook and Google and your iPhone to take away that permission to listen. If you want to learn how to do it, you gotta Google it. You have to consort with the enemy. By the way, usually these big computers can tell the difference between things you hear on the radio and things that come out of your own mouth. But if you start getting ads for diamonds, that's my bad.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We are seeing slowdowns that linger on a very soaked and soggy I-15 in Salt Lake County. If you're headed southbound, that slowing stretches from 5300 to 90th South northbound I-15. Still seeing some slower speeds, although the volume of traffic is improving between 45th South and the I-80-201 interchange. Michelle?
Well, we have just a little bit of slowing. This is southbound I-15 in Pleasant Grove as you're headed into Linden. Pioneer Crossing also starting to get a little bit of traffic as you're going from American Fork it towards Saratoga Springs. And for drivers over on SR-36, it's gotten pretty slow now. This is between Lake Point and Mills Junction. Steve?
Well, a good drive on northbound 15, dry roads leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, but we have those typical slowdowns from Kaysville up to Layton. Plus, a slow ride on northbound 89 through the construction there between Mutton Hollow and Cherry Lane. And we have a crash on westbound Riverdale Road still there at 500 West by the Krispy Kreme in Riverdale. Got the left lane closed there. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. They'll evaluate your situation, show you available options, then happily do the work you choose. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kristen Van Dyke has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks, Jeff. 5 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a chance for a shower, 47. 7 p.m., partly cloudy, 46 degrees. And at 9 p.m., partly cloudy skies, temperatures around 44 degrees. Chance for a lingering shower or two overnight with a low of 37. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's mostly cloudy. It's 45 degrees. And out of a sense of paranoia, let me check the wind. Yes, out of the west at only 9 miles an hour. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a man in Sydney, Australia, discovered he had bought more than just lettuce when he returned from the grocery store this Monday. Alexander White noticed a small venomous snake was hanging out in a produce bag that he had just brought home. The young reptile, which apparently came free with purchase, was identified as a pale-headed snake. Now, while there aren't any known human deaths resulting from this particular species bite, the snake's venom can produce some very unpleasant symptoms like severe headache, blurred vision, and abnormal bleeding. Now, White told The Guardian he realized the lettuce stowaway was a snake rather than a worm when it started flicking its tongue. Oh. Jeff?
Do I have to check the romaine in the fridge, Maria?
We're not in Australia. I think you're safe.
Okay. KSL News Time 5:12. Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation to expand the number of justices on the Supreme Court. But there's little chance it's going to pass through Congress.
The legislation introduced by a group of Democratic lawmakers seeks to expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, giving Democrats an opportunity to put more justices on the bench. Critics say it amounts to court packing and threatens the independence of the nation's highest court. President Biden has been reluctant to endorse the move, instead calling for a commission to study expanding the court. The bill would need 60 votes to pass the Senate, unlikely given Republicans are united against the idea. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Soon, you might not have to count your likes on Facebook or Instagram if you don't want to. The social media apps are talking about allowing you to hide the number of likes on others' posts or your own. You can even customize it from post to post. The two apps started testing this feature this week. You could see it on your own phone in the next few weeks. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, if you need a brain break this afternoon, Google Earth unveiled a new feature that's perfect for you today. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer's live now. Kira, What is it?
Jeff, it's a time-lapse tool which allows anyone who uses it to zoom in on locations to view more than 3 decades worth of images from everywhere across the planet. What you see is years on years of how the world's climate change has changed, and from deforestation to receding and melting glaciers and the growth of cities across the world. You can not only see it on your computer, but your phone or tablet as well. It's not just fascinating to watch, but the data is being incorporated into research, so there could be some studies that come out of Google compiling this data, Jeff.
All right, thank you, Kira. Trending on social media, boba tea drinkers might need to find a new fix for the next few months. The tapioca pearls have fallen victim to shipping delays. A mix of bad weather, pandemic logistical issues, and consumer demand are all to blame. This shortage could last for months. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the woman who spent more than 3 years in sanctuary inside a Salt Lake City church gets to leave church grounds. ICE granted Vicky Chavez a 1-year stay of removal. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Intermountain Healthcare says your blood type is not a risk factor when it comes to COVID cases or the severity of them. No one particular type of blood is more likely to get the virus than any other. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, heads up, downtown Salt Lake City drivers, watch for a man in a wheelchair that's been in and out of traffic. You want to use caution. Last reported scene at 800 West and North Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More wind will move in tomorrow night, along with a few showers tomorrow afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
45 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Texas police chief says officers may have prevented a shooting spree at the city's airport.
A man in a car pulled up the wrong way at a San Antonio International Airport terminal Thursday afternoon.
What we had there was the start of an active shooter situation.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said the man shot at police at the baggage claim area and around the terminal road. The park police officer, who was working overtime at the airport, shot the man, killing him.
My hat goes off to the officer who stopped him.
McManus said this man is believed to be the same man who was firing a gun from atop a highway flyover ramp in northern San Antonio earlier in the day. In the end, only one person died, that being the gunman. Dennis Foldy, ABC News, San Antonio.
The Biden administration is hitting Russia with sweeping sanctions for hacking into multiple U.S. agencies and private companies like Microsoft, for interfering in last year's presidential election, and setting bounties for killing U.S. troops.
My bottom line is this. Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond.
10 diplomats will be expelled and dozens of companies sanctioned. Closing arguments are set next week in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. ABC's Mark Revillard.
Judge Peter Cahill said he would rather not do closing arguments this week in order to allow the attorneys more time to prepare their closing arguments and to avoid having to sequester the jury over the weekend. The court has said the jury will be sequestered once they get the case, so the judge said he'd rather let them go home this weekend. But he said for Monday, be sure to pack a bag.
The defense rested today without calling Chauvin to the stand. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is asking for calm now that body cam video of last month's fatal shooting of a 13-year-old boy by one of the city's police officers has been made public. The White House says a record 3.5 million COVID-19 vaccines were administered today. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The new apartments going up where the Road Home shelter once housed up to 1,000 people per night will be built as affordable housing for low-income families. Homeless advocate Pamela Atkinson tells us this is a good step in the right direction.
When I heard about the mixed groups who would be needing these apartments, it sounds familiar. I have heard from many people who are not homeless. Many people are starting out with their jobs or just looking for a small place of their own. They're priced out of the larger homes, and they just want these small homes. And looking at the percentage of the tiny homes, the 500 square feet homes, this is what many people who are not homeless but don't have huge salaries, this is what they can afford and this is what they're looking for. So my initial reaction was, so it's not for our homeless friends, but we do have other buildings that we're looking at for homeless people with a smaller amount of square footage.
She says the governor and others are looking at the bigger picture when it comes to finding places to live.
And it's not only our homeless friends and very low-income friends who can't find places to live. It's the people in the categories that step upwards. People who are earning somewhere between $35,000 to $45,000, that's not wealthy. But this will be in the category of what they can afford. And I think, you know, the state is concerned about everybody who can't afford housing that's on the market right now, whether it's very, very low rent, whether it's subsidized, whether it's the vouchers or anything. But everybody is part of the concern. We have to look at the needs of everybody. And I think that's what's happening in this case.
Groundbreaking on the Rio apartment building could happen this fall. KSL News Time 519. You've been listening to The In-Depth. And now, here comes Triple Team Traffic, beginning with Ricky Meese.
A small accident southbound I-215's west belt just before the 201 junction. And westbound on the 21st South Freeway, it's a little heavy and slow between I-15 and Bangor, and then again approaching 6200 west. Southbound I-15, Salt Lake County, you're going to see traffic is heavy and slow as you're going from Murray approaching 53rd South down to 90th South. Sandy, Michelle?
Well, again, we have slowdown southbound I-15. Now it's going from American Fork into Linden. Seeing good speeds other than that on I-15 in Utah County. A little bit of slowing on Pioneer Crossing just west of I-15. And for drivers over in Twilla County, still looking at those slowdowns. This is southbound SR-36 between Lake Point and Mills Junction. Steve?
Well, northbound I-15 running steady and smooth right now from downtown Salt Lake. Got those usual Davis County delays, though, between Shepherd Lane and Kaysville up to 700 south by Hill Air Force Base. And a slow go remaining there on northbound 89 through the construction between Mutton Hollow and Cherry Lane. Also at South Weaver Drive and southbound Highway 89, slow through Uinta coming down the hill there to I-84. Also have a crash on the Highway 91 in Sarnie Canyon. That's about 4 miles from the summit on the right shoulder. Say goodbye to missing teeth and dentures. Get a permanent smile in one day with the All on Four at Stubbs Dental. Stubbs Dental, 385-337-4936. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Say hello to Kristen Van Dyke. She has the 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Jeff. Still some unsettled weather on this 7-day forecast. We will see temperatures in the low to mid-50s for your Friday with a chance for a few showers at times, but otherwise moments of sunshine. Then going into the weekend, a breezy but sunny day Saturday with temperatures in the upper 50s. On Sunday, 62 in sunshine. Then a chance for a few more showers on Monday, 63. And then we're back to sunshine for most of next week with highs in the middle to upper 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
45 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock Report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time 5:22.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news only on KSL News Radio.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you just a little bit, hey, baby, just a little bit.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.